Greetings and goodwill toward you in Jesus' name. Time just moves on, no matter what is going on here or there. The sun and moon are great examples of that. They shine regardless of what's going on with mankind or any earth. It doesn't matter. They come up, they go down. They come up, they go down. God made the sun and moon with purpose. What's their purpose? We'll see what Genesis chapter 1 verses 16 through 19 says about them. Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. Amen. So what are the moon? What was the moon, the sun and the moon's purpose? They rule, they give light and divide, just as the word of God says. So regardless of how anyone feels, it could be a good day, joyful day, sad day, doesn't matter. The sun still comes up. The moon still comes up. They both still rise, regardless of what's going on. They still do what they were purposed to do. And they will continue to rise until he says no more. Our feel for the closing out of 2023 is called New Horizons. Hallelujah. So let's look at the word horizon. And according to the dictionary, it says the line where the earth seems to meet the sky. The apparent junction of earth and sky. Range or perception or experience, something that might be attained, the limit or range of a person's outlook or experience. For our study, we will focus on the definition, the part of the definition that says something that might be obtained. Amen. So let's go back into the word. John chapter 14 verses 12 through 14, and Jesus is speaking. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So let's keep in mind, children of God, let's keep in mind the new horizons of something that might be obtained. Something that might be obtained. You see, Jesus said, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. Well, how does it start? Well, with he who believes in Jesus. He said, he who believes in me, he who believes in me. So, how does it start? We got to have belief and faith in Jesus. We got to have faith. We got to have faith. What's next? Well, he said to ask. He said, ask in my name. So we are to ask in his name with faith. Jesus said, whatever you ask in my name, that I will do. Why? To glorify Father God. You see, ask in Jesus' name according to the will of God, that Father God may be glorified. Well, something for you might be obtained in the process. Amen. Change your perspective. We got to change our perspective. Change our views, especially if they don't line up with the Word of God. A new year is coming, everyone. We all know that. A new year is coming. Are you ready for the new horizons that He may show you in 2024? Are you ready to receive it and believe it by faith? Are you ready for what's new? Are you ready for a new outlook? Are you ready for a new perspective? If that's you, you're in the right place. Amen? Ask in faith, by faith. You see, it takes faith to pray, doesn't it? Because what are you doing? You're asking the one who can do something about whatever it is that you prayed on. And what are you doing? You're expecting him to answer that prayer, aren't you? Aren't we? Yes, we are. What if the prayer was answered and you don't recognize it as such because it doesn't quote unquote appear that it would be answered that way? Or sometimes we expect it to be a certain way in order for us to say it was answered. Children of God, He answers it according to His own will and His authority by Himself. Just because it doesn't feel or look like He answered the prayer or prayers doesn't mean He didn't answer it. You see, we may say something like, that just doesn't make sense. Yeah, to you and I, it doesn't make sense, but it makes perfect sense to the Lord because He knows what He's doing. Why doesn't it make sense to us sometimes? Well, we just got to go to Isaiah 55:8 when He talks about, He says, our thoughts, my thoughts are not your thoughts, your ways are not my ways. Right? In order to do the works that Jesus did, it is a must. Let me repeat that. It is a must that we believe in Him. We got to believe in Jesus to do this thing. He also said that He's the vine, didn't He? He's the vine, and who are we? We are the branches. And then He said that we can do nothing without Him. You see, Jesus is the way. Why not follow the way? He knows which way to go. And He knows everything. He knows everything else, doesn't He? Are you looking for change in 2024? Well, start now. Start now. Don't wait. Start now. Going into the new year, start now. With a new horizon, with Jesus, it can be attained according to His will. New horizons, say it with me. New horizons. One more time. New horizons. That's for you. That's for me. Whoever believes that something might be obtained through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So let's get into more scripture. John chapter 14, verses 15 through 18. Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and He will give you another helper, that He may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him, for He dwells with you and He will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Whew. Got to make you feel good reading that. And knowing that Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. He said, if you love me, there's some obedience that comes with this. See, we got to obey Him. We got to obey Him. We got to do what He says. Man says one thing, and the Lord says something entirely different. Again, the choice is going to be ours because the Lord gave us a will. We're either going to choose God and listen to Him and Jesus and His word, or we're going to disregard what the Lord says and we're going to do what man says. Why? Because it looks, sounds, or quote unquote feels a certain way. Don't fall for that. Don't get yourself in trouble. Trust and stand on the word of God, regardless of what it looks like to man. You see, because you have to answer to the Father. You have to answer to the Lord. Man can't save your soul. Jesus is the only one who saves. So that's who we listen to. That's who we follow. He says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments, which means what? We will obey Him. You see, so when we say we love Jesus, we got to obey. We got to do what He says to do. Now look at this. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments, which means what for us? Obey Him. Then it says, He will give you another helper. What's that? That's Holy Spirit. Woo! Holy Spirit dwells with us as well as being in us. That's just awesome. You guys, what's our excuse? Because you got to think about those guys back in that time before Holy Spirit was sent. You would read the Spirit of the Lord would come upon somebody and then the Spirit of the Lord would leave. We get Him 24/7. Ask yourself, what's my excuse? If I have the Holy Spirit in me 24/7 and I have access to the one who knows everything about everything, the ultimate provider, the ultimate healer, the ultimate protector. I have access to him 24/7. And there's never line busy, leave a message. You never get that with him. He is always there. Because he says, I will not leave you orphans. I will come with you. You see, we are not alone. Don't let your feelings lie to you. You are not alone. You see, you don't have to, nor can you do it by yourself. Amen? You see, Jesus has set forth a clear, and I mean crystal clear roadmap to follow. Now, why do we follow our GPS system? Because we trust and have faith in it, you know, to get us from A to B, right? But think about it. That's a man-made system that has flaws. And those of you who've used it, you know what I mean. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding, is what Proverbs 3:5 tells us. See, it's not so much of what you think, you know, but trusting in the Lord regardless of what you think, you know. Amen. All in all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. That's Proverbs 3:6. You see, Jesus, who also is known as the way, never gets lost or malfunctions. He is always there on time 100% of the time. You see, if we are able and willing to put our trust and faith in a man-made system that works pretty good most of the time, and yeah, it leads us to our destinations, how much more faith and trust in Jesus, who is also known as the way, can we accomplish? That's why he says, greater things will you do if you believe in me. We got to believe in him that something might be attained through Jesus. So don't allow success. Don't allow fallbacks. Don't allow coworkers, family, yourself, who you can't get rid of, you're with 24/7, yourself, sadness, feelings, emotions, the weather, the gossip that's out there, the rumors that's out there, the things that are being reported, or just plain old man-made ways. Don't let any of that stop the new horizons for you now and in 2024. I'm going to leave you with this. Believe in Jesus. Have faith in Jesus. Trust Jesus. Follow his system. Follow his roadmap. Follow the word of God, not man. Children of God, get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Because something is about to be obtained through Jesus for the glory of Father God in your life. New horizons, new horizons. Amen. I pray that the walls of hindrance be removed in Jesus' name, that you enjoy and partake in the new horizons, that through your obedience, your faith, and your commitment to him, that you experience the fullness of his glory, that others will see and believe that something might be obtained through Jesus Christ for you now. I mean now and in 2024. God's covering and blessings be upon you always. Pastor Tyron, signing off.